the hardworking people. Let's drink to the lonely of birth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth. Say your prayer for the calm.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. And we're drinking to the salt of the earth, the hardworking people of District 1, and now the borderland area of District 2. And but before we return with Mike, just a few announcements here. A lot going on next weekend here in downtown. There's the Vintage Shop Hop, which is actually kind of a statewide road trip through Illinois and Wisconsin, and Burlap and Lace Marketplace is one of those stops featuring over 80 artisans specializing in repurposed, upcycled, handcrafted, and vintage finds. So come enjoy that. And then after that, there will be the Get Lucky Waukesha Art Crawl that will, again, after the Vintage Shop Hop, you can join them. It's the 119th Art Crawl, and it's going to go from 4 to 9 p.m. To learn more about that, go to waukeshaart.com. So put that on your calendar. And then also, Thursday, March 3rd, the second meeting of the Parade Memorial Commission will convene at City Hall Council Chambers. And at this meeting, the public is invited and allowed to give public comment. So I encourage any of you involved with that to stop by. And then also, too, just in case, if there are any victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack that have not applied for relief from the United for Waukesha Community Fund Victim Resources, you still can, but the deadline is this Monday, February 28th. So if that applies to you, go to waukeshafoundation.org to learn more. So lots going on, and I'll have a few more announcements and news around the community. But first, now we're going to come back to Mike Krazin. And one of the neighbors had a good question for Mike, a hard-hitting question, and I wouldn't expect anything less from my good friend Carrie Chapman. What are you going to do about lowering taxes or controlling the increases in taxes and our cost of living here in Waukesha?
Well, I'm just getting up to speed right now. I've only gone to since I've been here over 20 years, I've probably only been to two or three common council meetings, so I'm still finding my way on what I actually can do and what maximum I can do. And I don't want to even say what the minimum I can do, but I don't know what my range is, basically just vote to keep taxes lower and make it safer for my neighbors and our community overall.
Sounds great.
I know that sounds like a wishy-washy answer, but I can't.
I know, but I think there may be one tool that the city and maybe the city leadership don't know about is that Mike is an archery instructor for the Girl Scouts. Could that come into play in your future political life?
Well, only once I acquire a target, I'm going to stay focused on that. But that's an old resume. I'm an archery instructor for USA Archery, which means I can, I'm qualified to run everything up all the way to the Olympics. That's a level 3 archery instructor. Wow. I'm a level 2. So
okay.
I'm not at Olympic level yet, but sure. It is also...
But still a threat.
The
forces of evil.
Yes, and defender of justice everywhere. Also,
there you go.
Instructor for Cub Scouts.
I was going to ask, yeah. how can we not teach the boys? What's going on? Are they just not as responsible with the bow and arrow?
Or? Actually, a range full of females ages 8 to 17 are a lot more patient and listen to instructions versus young men from ages 8 to 17. They will listen to instructions, but don't adhere to them as long. So it's kind of interesting about the focus. And you would think they'd all be focused the same with the bow in the hand, but it's females are more focused on, this is my experience, not a textbook answer, but experienced on the range. They adapt faster and can acquire that target and get more bullseyes.
Sure. Well, good. Excellent. So now back to more serious stuff. One of my really good neighbors sent me a great email yesterday that we have a few neighbors, and this is not now in the Borderland District too, but I'm sure it applies. Some new neighbors have come in and maybe not be as familiar with some of the what their obligations are when we have a snowfall. Hopefully this will be we won't have that problem. But you know, Wisconsin weather, even though it's a gorgeous day today, but just letting everyone know that you are responsible for shoveling your sidewalk in front of your house. And if you have one of those corner locations, yeah, unfortunately, you have to go all the way around. But also putting salt down, especially because we are close to Banting and Horning schools, that's very essential. But again, that's a big part of your job, and I believe it's the most important part of the job is getting those calls from the neighbors that are legitimately upset about those things like that. And
you don't blow the – if you got a powerful snowblower, don't blast it all the way to that yellow line that's in there, particularly once the plows go down and throw the salt down, it starts working. And then when you have those powerful snowblowers, blast it in the street. Now that's, basically crystallizing the ice and the snow that the salt just put down, and it makes a nasty thing, particularly if the sun never gets on it.
Yep.
So don't blow into the street.
Sounds great. So what are some of the other, continuous improvement opportunities you recognize, especially in the neighborhood there, you think that the city could do a better job or pay more attention to that I've overlooked?
A lot of it, again, is just communication. A lot of people don't realize that they do have a voice. You can call the mayor's office. The mayor does want to hear from you. Your aldermen and other people in your district do want to hear from you. But unless you say something, they don't know what your needs are, what your opinions are, and even your demands.
You know,
as citizens of the city of Waukesha, go back to, 9th grade, wants versus needs. We can apply that right here in the city. So number one is just find out who's in your district and know you have the opportunity to call the city and let your voices know. If you have a pothole or sidewalk or some other problems, call. The city... maybe a long time ago used to have people just driving around looking for cracks and potholes everywhere, but now the city relies on basically the eyes and ears of the neighbors finding what is out there and what could be improved, whether it's trees that are wrapped around an electrical wire or your telephone wire. Call your utilities and say, hey, I got this tree that is totally surrounded this telephone pole or telephone line.
Okay. Well, with that Rolling Stones classic jumping in, I guess that's time to go for a break. So I kind of took my eye off the ball there. But stick around. We got more with First District Alderman candidate Mike Krazin, as well as some more great things going on here in Waukesha. Thanks.